Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on What Age Is Mark. We're coming to you 24 hours later than normal because we had a little visitor yesterday. I spent most of the day yesterday playing with my little buddy cousin, who is the absolute cutest tiny human on this planet. Today on the show, we have brand new music from Charlie Reynolds, Brooklyn, and Kelly Twistleman. We'll also be talking about our recent interview with Brooke. This is going to be fun. But with that being said, let's go ahead and take you back to last week and see where we left things off. Coming in at number three last week was Risa Binder with her a brand new single, A Lot Like Home. At number two last week, we had my buddies Haitian and Co. with their brand new single, SPFU. And coming in at number one last week was the Hop Sisters with their new single, which is the title track to their brand new album that drops next week, Turned Up. So, again, with all that being said, who's ready for this week's countdown? Alright, so coming in this week at number three, we have the brand new single from Kelly Twistleman from her brand new EP Closure. This is Cowboy coming in this week at number three on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Got it all figured out. Everything he wants in this life, he's gonna get it somehow. No, the boy ain't messing around. Working dust to dawn with callous hands. His name lives on in the family land. He's a cowboy, not the kind you see walking around in them skin tight jeans. He's a wild boy, yeah, he's got the drive. He'll give it his all till the day he dies. With a full hand, yeah, there ain't no denying he's a cowboy.
And coming in this week at number three, that was Kelly Twistleman with her brand new single, Cowboy. Growing up on her her family's seventh generation grain and cattle ranch in California, singer-songwriter Kelly Twistleman has country living infused in every fiber of her being. With heartfelt and honest lyrics and a unique sound, Twistleman is set to light the country music world on fire. A Life on the Ranch taught Twistleman the value of hard work. Up before dawn, 50 cattle, cleaning out stalls, and learning to care for open ride horses for competitive local radios, all provided her with the fortitude and fierce determination it takes to make it in the music industry. Her mother was her first influence in the world of music, performing in a local touring country band. Quote, my mom shined on stage. It was a happy escape for her. She always told me that if this is what I wanted to do, that I had to enjoy myself and not try to be something I'm not. At the young age of 10, Twistleman was focused on country music and knew exactly what she wanted to do with her life after seeing a music video of one of her abused influences. That's Shania Twain. Quote, I remember sitting cross-legged on the living room floor watching a video for a man I feel like a woman and realizing not only my love of music, but the artistry behind it. She had a style like nobody else I'd seen before, and her voice and music were so raw and unique. As her love of country music grew, Twistleman began looking to the legends of the genre, including Dolly Parton and George Strait. It was when she was chosen to sing the national anthem at a local fair opening for a Bonnie Raitt that she became hooked in. And began singing and performing whenever she had the chance. But by the age of 15, she learned to play guitar and began writing her own songs. In the years following, Twistleman was playing local songwriter rounds and formed her first band, traveling to fairs and festivals throughout California. After graduating high school, her parents, noting the pure talent that her daughter possessed, flew with her to Nashville to record her first EP. Quote, there's something about Nashville that inspires you. I wrote about as many songs the first month here as I did in 1 year living in California. I never felt more certain of anything in my life. This is where I was supposed to be. I'm traveling back and forth from California to Tennessee. I was tough on the blossoming young artist. There were many missed opportunities by not being in Nashville full-time. And then, contrastingly, a sense of loneliness by not being with our family and friends in California. Even with the uncertainty and fluctuating home life, Twistleman never lost sight of the goal of her goals and kept pushing forward to doing radio tours, playing shows, and furthering her songwriting ability. In 2017, she decided it was time to make the move to Nashville permanently after being introduced to the highly accredited manager for Dolly Parton, Danny Mazel. under his guidance, Joe Sloan spent been a year and a half honing her skills in songwriting by recording and demoing her music. Again, her Brazilian fade out when she fulfilled a lifelong dream of becoming a recognized songwriter. Signing her first publishing deal with Veteran Songs and A1 Music Publishing. Kelly Twistleman is the real deal and a true artist that's ready to accept the sound of female country music. And I don't see any trigger schedule for Kelly at this time, but if that changes, I'll definitely let you guys know. But again, coming in this week at number three, that was Kelly Twistleman with her brand new single, Cowboy. Okay? The artist coming in this week at number two is a very, very dear friend of mine. Although we have yet to have her on the show, we've played her music multiple times here on the show. This is from the brand new single from Charlie Reynolds. This is Sandbar coming in this week at number two on Intention Radio. And I'll tell you guys a little bit more about Charlie after we hear the single. Here we go.
That would happen.
Exactly. Number two, that was the brand new single from Charlie Reynolds, Sandbar. Charlie Reynolds is a up-and-coming name in the country music scene. The charismatic singer-songwriter was born and raised in the Sunshine State of Florida, which also appropriately describes the beach fun sunny disposition. Reynolds began singing before she could even talk, and was inspired by a Disney movies and Broadway shows from a very early age. By the time she was in kindergarten, she was singing the national anthem for her elementary school. As she got a little older, Reynolds found herself listening to Taylor Swift, who introduced the then 8-year-old to country music. Let me see. And as they say, the rest is history. That's when Reynolds decided that the country music artist dream was what she wanted to pursue. In 2018, just 2 weeks after graduating high school, Reynolds left her hometown of Orlando and moved to Nashville. It didn't take long to get a busy new home of Music City. Since she found herself in co-writes on Music Row and performing on renowned stages at local songwriters' rounds, creating music and making new friends. In 2019, Reynolds released the same single, Shelby's Song, co-written by Phoebe Waters and Tabby Basrich. The video took off with over 25,000 views in just 3 days and was even posted on CMT.com. Shelby's Song paints a picture of a family battling divorce, told from the mother's perspective. And the song captures the experience and emotion of what, sadly, is a reality among families everywhere. Reynolds is a child of divorce herself, and although this isn't her personal story, she recognizes its impact and how difficult it is for everyone involved, no matter the circumstances. Reynolds was honored with a Hollywood and Media Award for Best in Country for the song in 2019, winning over 7 other nominees. This garnered her recognition and created a buzz among the national music community. Since then, Reynolds has released 4 more singles: "We Need to Talk," which we played here on the show, half of it, which I think we played, "Hey Hypocrite," and "BS I Need," which I know we played "BS I Need" on the show. Reynolds' latest single, the aforementioned "BS I Need," which she co-wrote alongside Brad Hutzel, released on April 30th, debuting on the country afternoon charts at number 9. It's a catchy, upbeat summer tune showcasing her fun and rowdy side. Reynolds is currently writing songs for her new project scheduled for release later in 2021, and regularly performed in Nashville at Riders Nights and popular venues. Quote, music is my passion, and it's my hope that in sharing my experience, it will enable me to connect with more and more people and to ultimately make a difference in their life, Reynolds said. So, let me tell you where you guys can see Charlie play if you want to catch a show. And currently she only has two on the books coming up. Tomorrow at FGL House in Nashville with a acoustic set, and September the 18th in Nebraska City, Nebraska at the Extreme Bull Riding Tour. And again, like I said, that was Charlie Reynolds with her brand new single Sandbar. And while we have yet to actually have Charlie on the show, just like Callie, I'm hoping that changes in the very near future. Now, before we get to the number one song this week, I did want to mention that we've actually had this artist on the show sometime earlier this year, I think. Matter of fact, I know it was this year. And let me tell you, folks, she is just the absolute sweetest thing you'd ever want to meet in your life. So, with that being said, coming in this week at number one, we have Brooke Lynn with her brand new single, X's. And I'll tell you more about Brooke after we hear the single. So here we go.
Put that Sharpie on my hand, and it led me to the
songs coming in this week. At number one, that was Brooklyn with her a brand new single, Exes. Brooklyn is a up and coming country music artist whose soulful southern rock flares meant her sound is one all on its own the same. She strives to create music that gives her fans their own 3 minutes. 3 minutes to cry, feel pain, to love, to celebrate, or to simply sit back and relax. Brooke's lyrics place a special emphasis on empowerment, confidence, and fearlessness, and encourage anyone who hears them own not only who they are, but who they want to be. Listeners may feel like Brooke songs are written specifically for them, but what they're hearing is speaking to Brooke's own heart and desires. So let me tell you guys where you can see Brooke if you want to get the show. And so far, it looks like she's only got one show on the books. You know, as things are slowly starting to open up and plus you're getting booked. July 30th at 6:30 p.m. at the High White in Nashville. So, there you have it, folks. Hope you guys enjoyed this week's Indie Country Radio. Now, before I get out of here, I did want to mention that this coming Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we welcome back our buddy and one of my mentors in the radio business, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Ty Bentley. So I think with that, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on The Days of Murph. Thank you and goodbye.